of the Bucharest Summit. I appreciate your service very much to the cause of world peace, and I want to thank you for your vision. I'm, like you, optimistic that this is going to be a very successful summit. We came in with some objectives in mind. One was to get NATO to continue to support Afghanistan's democracy. I feel good about what I'm hearing from my fellow leaders about their desire to support Afghanistan. And I think if tomorrow we get clarification on troop support, I think the people of Afghanistan, the way you indicated it may be, the people of Afghanistan are going to be more than grateful. And the people whose nations are represented in NATO will be supporting a cause that is worthy, a cause for peace. Secondly, you and I discussed the need for a comprehensive missile defense regime out of NATO, and it looks like to me that the ingredients are coming together where that could be a distinct possibility, and that would be a very important statement because NATO could assure its members and the people within NATO that there will be defenses available to prevent a Middle Eastern nation, for example, from launching a strike, which could harm our security. We've also talked, obviously, about enlargement, and we'll see on enlargement. There's an issue with one country in particular, but I'm optimistic that this will get solved. And finally, of course, Ukraine and Georgia. It's a very difficult issue for some nations here. Not for me. I think that these nations are qualified nations to apply for membership application. And I said so on Ukrainian soil. I also said so in the Oval Office with the President of Georgia. And I haven't changed my mind because it's, one of the great things about NATO is it encourages the kind of habits that are necessary for peace to exist. And today in a press conference, I was asked from the Secretary General about Russia's reactions. I said, I have always told Vladimir Putin, my friend, that it's in his interest that there be democracies on our border, and that he doesn't need to fear NATO. He ought to welcome NATO because NATO is a group of nations dedicated to peace. And so I appreciate your hard work, and I'm excited about tonight's meetings and tomorrow's meetings as well.
Mr. President, thank you for having us and having had this conversation. I can share your and echo your optimism. I think on NATO's key operational priority, which is Afghanistan, we will do well. We will do well in the political sense because we'll publish a vision document, as we call it, which is a clear sign of our commitment, not only of NATO but of the whole international community, long-term commitment vis-à-vis Afghanistan, which is important for them, for the Afghan people, but is also important for the reason that we should not forget that we are on one of the front lines in our fight against terrorism in Afghanistan. And that is a major argument and a major reason that we cannot afford not to prevail, and we are prevailing in Afghanistan. So I think that's good news, and President Karzai, to whom I spoke this morning, reconfirmed that good news. I'm optimistic about enlargement, Mr. President. I think that enlarging the NATO family of democratic nations, this value-based organization, is a plus, and I hope that tomorrow we'll see invitations. I also hope that we'll see a positive and constructive meeting with the President Putin in the NATO-Russia Council, with the right tone and the right ambition for practical cooperation. I'm like you, Mr. President, optimistic about missile defense. I think the alliance will take a clear position on missile defense, recognizing the threat and working on the answers to that recognized threat. And last but not least, Mr. President, you mentioned another issue which certainly will be discussed, membership action plan for Ukraine and Georgia. I think this can never be a question of whether. The weather is not questionable. If these nations fulfill the criteria and if they would want to enter themselves through NATO's open door, I think that door should be open. So that is a discussion we're certainly going to have. We have a large agenda, we have a full agenda. It will be not only NATO's biggest summit ever, but it will also a very interesting political summit with, I think, a very good result. Mr. President, once again, thank you for having us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.